Good afternoon. How can I help you?
Someone has stolen my gold necklace.
I'm sorry to hear about that. Would you mind coming with me to my office and tell me exactly what's happened here?
Of course not.
Are you sure that it isn't somewhere in your room?
Yes, I've looked everywhere in my room and I can't find it.
Okay. When and where did you last see it?
Last night on the dresser. I took it off before I went to the shower, and I forgot to put it back on after the shower, and this morning I left the hotel in a hurry without wearing it.
Are you sure you didn't wear it this morning?
Yes, I'm positive.
Did you remember to lock your door before you left then?
Yes, I think I did. It has to be one of your maids who took it. I want my necklace back.
Well, I understand how you feel, and we'll try to do our best to help you. But first, please allow me to send one of our housemaids to your room and look for it again thoroughly, just in case it's still in there. If she finds it, we'll all be happy. If she doesn't, we'll turn the whole matter over to the police. But I must say, the hotel can't be held responsible for your loss. You should have locked your gold necklace away at the hotel's safety box. If you had read your key carefully, you would have realized that we specifically warned you to do so.
That just isn't good enough. Get me your general manager. I want to speak to him now.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Our general manager is not in town, but I'd be more than glad to get you our assistant manager if you'd like. But I'm afraid that he'll say the same thing. We have very clear instructions about valuables, and we must follow them. And now, if you'll excuse me, I'll go and find our assistant manager for you.